Mo. My name is Maurice. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man that says, what the fuck, every time I do this intro, Mr. Richard Avery.
Yo.
How you doing today, Dick? I
know. I'm trying to be all gangsta.
Yeah. What is up with that? Ever since Mime Freak shows up, you're going all gangsta.
Hey, I'm ghetto now, man.
I'm sorry, gangsta.
I'm Freaky Crew.
Freaky Crew.
Shout out to the Freaky Crew.
You got done with being on the average crew. You jumped up to the Freaky Crew.
Exactly. But now I'm actually going back to the average crew.
As you should.
Because I realize in the Freaky Crew, I'm like totally average.
You are totally average. Those guys are a little nuts on the Twitter, if
I
you
love
will.
Them. I honestly love them. They're crazy as fuck.
Too bad I can't get Mime Freak in here to do an episode. He is far too busy.
Far too busy.
Wait, with Archangel or Archangel?
Archangel. Depends on what neighborhood you come from.
That's what I thought. But there's also Archangel, because it's like an arch nemesis.
No, it's arch as in your arch.
Yes, arch.
But no, he says Archangel, and I keep saying to him, like, you should know the name of your company. Like, you should know how to say it right.
Briefly, to pick on him real quick. No, hold on.
We don't. You know,
no, it's companies.
Because that Freaky Crew will kill us.
No, what's up with all the companies that are called Angel?
Let's not go there.
Burning Angel?
Let's go there. Well, you know I just changed the name to JulieAngel.com.
Julie Land Angels. The City of Angels. That's what it is. Porn Valley is in the City of Angels.
Correct.
Huh. I'm going to stick with the average amount. Angels.
Exactly.
My angel of the month.
Angel, average angel.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do
that. And
you have
two average angels here today.
I do. My guess for this, always entertaining. We love doing these.
What the fuck?
What the fuck episodes. Is Alex Chance and a brand new guest that has never been here before, and we're throwing her in the deep end of the pool.
Right.
Kira Nicole.
Ooh. Say hello, girls.
Hi.
So I always start this game off with throwing a what the fuck question. So this is going to be entertaining, and these get a little bloody sometimes. So Kira Nicole, what's up with porn girls changing their names?
Ooh. Oh, really?
Oh!
So, why? There's something here I don't know. Talk into the mic.
Go ahead.
Kara, explain what's going on.
Well, I changed my name.
What was your name before?
It was Cosima.
It was Cosmoa.
It was Cosmonaut? Cosimo?
Can you spell it? Can you spell that?
Yeah, so I changed it because no one could say it. Especially Mo.
I honestly couldnn't say it. It was really,
what was
really bad.
Kasima.
Oh, it's like Zima.
Okay, so
beverage from before they were born.
Because I've had this for 20 years now. So where did that name come from and why?
It was a show.
How drunk were you?
Oh gosh, I was pretty stoned.
Okay.
Because it was Kasima Duncan at first, and we, you know, Dunkin' Donuts was around the corner.
Like Brian Dunkelman or whatever from American Idol.
And then you had this name.
And then I had the name. I was with a previous agency, and they didn't tell me, like, you know, hey, that name sucks. So
they're like, great.
People really don't want to, you know, shout out Kasima Duncan.
Yeah.
During when they're fucking you. But so I changed it to Kira. Yeah.
I think like they call you KD.
No.
So now you change it to Kira. How long have you been Kira?
Like 2 months now.
2 months.
I like Kira.
I like the new name
I like
better.
Well, thank you. Me too.
She had no idea I was throwing the ball to her first.
Okay. I didn't.
It's okay. So now you're Kira Nicole.
Yes.
Okay. And is that working for you now? Is everybody, you know, have you, this people don't even remember the old name?
Yeah, they, actually now more people come up to me and they're like, were you that Kasima girl? I'm like, now you know how to say it. Like everyone knows how to say it now because it's more unique and people remember it. But I mean, it's cool.
You have to sit there and say like, that was my twin sister. She's trying to steal that shit. I fucking kicked her ass.
No, this is a fairly common thing.
Right.
And
change her name all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And I keep trying to tell Alex that she needs to change her name from a boy's name to a girl's name so that it doesn't sound like I have a dude.
Well, just like you had a girl's name at first.
I did.
You were Shirley.
Shirley.
The average Shirley.
Yeah, average Shirley.
And you changed it to the average Mo because you thought Mo was a little
You're feeling. Where did you get Shirley at?
Oh, apparently Todd made a post on Twitter.
Todd Hunter, friend of the show.
Yes. Yeah. He, about having a secret to conventions, you know, is having a good breakfast beforehand. And I guess he posted a picture. I haven't seen it yet. And he said he tagged Alex Chance. And people said, oh, who's the girl?
Wait, hold
but
on.
You could just tell people Alex is short for Alexandra.
Well, it's actually Alexandra is my real middle name.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Pop quiz, you know, for the Trivial Pursuit in the future. Yeah. Wait, hold on then. So Todd says that it is good to have a breakfast before the convention.
Yes.
So what the fuck if you drink too much coffee and have to take a shit?
I took a shit on set yesterday.
Whoa, we were on set together. Yes. I didn't even know this. Which bathroom did
you try to do? It was very awkward because we were there for 16 hours and I had a lot of fruit. I mean, I'm sorry,
Did you try to do it like secretly? You didn't want to
Okay, I
know?
Did. Everyone had left the room. They had cleared out. And then all of a sudden I decide, okay, this is my moment. And then I go.
This is my moment in the
and
sun.
Then I go, and then all of a sudden, lighting is back in there. There's the director. They're going over lines. They want to come in there. It was just somebody referred to it as did a trucker stop in here? Oh. So the rest of the day they were busting my balls. You know,
it's like,
what are you gonna
do?
Get
like, poopery.
Won't get in trouble for saying this because I know she won't listen. But there's a true story. Girls have pooped in the studio, anywhere I shoot, like girls poop. It's no big deal. The person who poops stinks the most, like the worst poop in the world, is my wonderful makeup artist Pixie.
Oh,
for years because she was a vegetarian, she always ate this crazy healthy shit, and it would like she would go in the bathroom and she'd come out and she'd just be like, "Don't go in there for an hour, everybody." And like some porn star girl would be like, "What's the big deal?" And then like would go in there like right after her and then come out going, "Oh my god!"
Like I do not have to pee that bad.
Like literally, is there a second bathroom? Oh please,
is there a third?
And we look at Pixie. What are you doing? The paint's coming off the walls. What the fuck?
Literally, I've seen the paint come off the walls at your place. Yeah. So she was vegetarian?
Yeah.
Now, why didn't she really, really, go all out and just go vegan? Because seriously, here in LA, if you're not vegan, you're nobody.
I think she was, actually. But that was the weird part about it. That was why, I don't know. And it was like, and I think then she got off all that crap and went back to like real food. And then it was like, fine. It wasn't that bad anymore.
Well, because LA, we're all about the trends. And I recently met Alex's mom. And she is a gluten-free person. Now, I just met her, and I was attempting to be humorous and saying, because they were talking about food in LA, I was like, you will have no problem finding gluten-free food in LA, because suddenly as soon as we found out that you can have a gluten allergy, half the city, it was like the plague. Right. Suddenly everybody's got a gluten-free thing. What the fuck is with people and the new disease of the week?
Although she actually does have celiac disease.
Yes.
No, that exactly. Yes.
That is real.
That is very real.
But everybody else is going, well, I don't have that. So do you have any reason to not eat gluten, Kira?
I eat everything.
You eat everything?
Yes, including cock. I eat a lot of, yes.
Do you eat pussy?
Yes.
Do you like eating pussy?
I love pussy.
Do you like eating it?
I love eating pussy.
Okay,
but what if
you sound that like all quiet, like
she's.
I
want to
hear you like you know what pussy.
The new girl. We're gonna beat up on her. She is not keeping.
You haven't asked me a question.
Hold on, she's not even keeping up with the game yet. She's.
Have you girls worked together?
No, we have not worked together.
Do you want to work together right now?
If I didn't have to go to AdultCon, I definitely would.
Okay, yes. AdultCon is also not a proud sponsor of More With Mo. They're not.
We have to call them something else.
Exactly. Chipotle.
They're annoying.
So,
I went to AdultCon one time. I won't even name who I was.
Oh, it's stupid. I'm only going because I have product.
I know that, but I have to say, like, I went there and I just remember, like, walking down the aisles. It was like all these old has-been playmates were there, like girls that I saw like in the 70s, that in the 70s were like really hot, and now they're like fucking 60.
And now they're in the 70s.
Yeah, exactly. And I just remember just feeling sorry for them. Like, did you see a lot of old playmates there?
I haven't really walked around much. I've been too busy making money.
You gotta walk around.
She is straight up.
I know she's
right
like,
there.
Oh, business, yeah, baby, money, hustling. Show me the money.
She's hustler. So Alex, then what the fuck's up with podcast hosts that don't call on their girlfriend and ask them what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That entire time. I came up with that while you were babbling on about AdultCon.
That's what you came up with.
Yeah, yeah, really.
What do you got? What's your what the fuck? What do you want to call out?
What annoys you? Besides people at AdultCon.
See, this is why we don't ask her, because she goes,
So I got to ask.
Hold on. What the fuck is up with girls taking the selfie in the same fucking bra? There's one chick on Twitter that I swear she only owns one bra.
You know, it's really sad.
Maybe she does.
Yeah, maybe. Really, you got to pick up on the less fortunate. Maybe that's all she could afford.
Maybe she could only afford Target.
Maybe she's poor. Maybe she's just a poor little...
I have a pair of sweats that I like to wear. I hang out a lot.
What annoys me, what the fuck is what, and I just tweeted about this yesterday, what the fuck is it with the selfies and you're fucking smoking a bong and you're smoking weed?
It's so what is it? Dog, their dog and the bong.
The dog, the bong, and the ass. Like, really? You have a cat. So do you just put pictures of your cat?
Yeah, I like to, well, I mean, I wear the same sweats a lot. So like in the selfies and the Snapchats and everything I post on Tumblr, I'm wearing the same thing and, you know.
Yeah.
No. Obviously, we see selfies from every girl. So do you guys ever build up like a selfie library to make sure that, it's a good day. Let me make sure.
I recycle selfies. He notices it because he's actually like came home and like, did you take off all your makeup? I'm like, no, that's an old picture.
Did you see the selfie I posted? I posted a selfie yesterday.
What?
Yes, I did.
What?
Yes, she saw it.
Dick Avery.
So, because I tweeted that remark. I tweeted the whole thing about a selfie with you and your bong, boring, and then hashtag try something new. Because that really bothers me. So this girl who's a fan of mine in England, she's really cool. Her name is Maria Gibbons. I'm giving her a shout out here. So she said a remark about she liked it, and then she asked if I would ever post a selfie. So I posted a selfie.
It was a dick pic.
Exactly. No, I'll show you my selfie. You guys, you'll like it.
Oh my God, you have so many photos in that phone from yesterday that you're spinning through it.
She just said, "Dick Avery, if you did a selfie, it wouldn't be boring." Mm-hmm. I was like, "Damn right."
It was probably with a ring light.
And this is
my runny makeup.
This is the selfie I posted.
And some fake blood.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
No, I'm calling you out, though. To be completely wrong, I'm just saying that you didn't get the top of the question mark.
I know.
So.
Bad composition.
Now, do you question that?
Is this model mayhem now? You're going to say bad composition.
Okay.
Bad lighting.
I do have a what the fuck. What the fuck is up with these new girls in porn that don't actually like sex?
I would love to talk about that.
We had this
incident.
Not to be a hater or anything, but we recently had this issue.
Well, I'll tell you what it is, in all honesty.
Oh God, here it comes.
I've been around a long time. You know what it is? I think a lot of girls in the old days, girls got into porn because they had to love sex, but they liked sex. And right now, these girls that are getting into porn who don't like sex because they got nothing else, so they can do with their lives. They feel like it's easy money. They go in and they don't realize that fucking is part of the job.
And
it's annoying.
One second. The thoughts and opinions that are of Mr. Dick Avery are the thoughts and opinions of his own, not necessarily the beliefs of theaveragemo.com.
Okay,
or more with Mo.
One of the best ways I heard it put, I was on set the other day and my male talent was late. So I ended up working with the guy who was supposed to do the girl after me. It was a blowjob scene. And he actually told me after the scene, he's like, thank you so much. He's like, I'm actually really glad it worked out this way. He's like, I hate working with this girl. I was like, well, why? She's like, really, she's really cute. And he's like, honestly, I just did a sex scene with her the other day. It was like I was using her body to masturbate.
Right.
Wow.
He's like, it was horrible. She's like, she can't suck dick. She can't fuck. Yeah. She's like, I just... And then was it Michael Vegas actually recently did a blog post about these new girls?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah,
that can't fuck. And it's sad.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry.
Such haters.
I'll be the really the hater here. I'm sorry. You don't know shit about sex when you're 18 anyways. It's just in your mind.
Unless you were molested at 14.
Yeah, well, not even that. Whoa. Then you just sit
The room just glared at me.
But then you turn into... That's all turning into a starfish and lying there. I'm sorry. An 18-year-old, all they know is tab A and a slot B, and that's about the extent of it.
Yeah. And the belly button's the center of the starfish.
Yeah, and it's...
He likes belly buttons, just in case you guys didn't know.
And that's where the babies come out of, right? The belly
button. Yes, exactly. Real quick.
He likes belly buttons.
Now, normally we don't normally talk about porn this long on even on the What the Fuck episode. But I do have one gripe, and just answer the question, and then I'll go into mine. Alex, how many times have you been photographed in front of a pool on set?
Too many. Too many times to count.
I have absolutely no idea. A lot.
Lost count?
Nope. A lot.
Okay, then Kira, you've only been
I've done what, over 250 scenes? I have no idea.
Numerous, then.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Now, what is up with the, hold what on, the fuck hold on, with the
hold
pool?
Now, hold on. And Kira, you've only been in, what, 7, 8 months?
Yes.
How many times have you been photographed in front of a pool?
Not many.
That was not the correct answer for my... Okay, so my question is, what the fuck is the lack of originality? First of all, listen, there's nothing original in any industry, any movie, anything. There's nothing original.
Julie Land is completely
really
original.
Let's compare the stuff from 5 years ago to now.
I actually referred someone to your website yesterday.
Completely original.
So my question is what the fuck is all the porn people going out and photographing the people next to pools? Is it a requirement that you can't be original enough inside of a house or a different location or find a location where you don't have to do it in front of the pool? Why? Why is that? Dick, any comments?
Well, I just have to say that, like, because every house in the valley that you guys shoot in, there's...
We don't shoot in the valley, according to Kalisha.
I know that, but there's always a pool in that house. So the photographer says, ooh, cool, pool, look at blue, and they get all excited. And then I think the other thing is, would you girls back me up on this? Because you guys are all working on the inside getting fucked. Mm-hmm. So it's quieter outside to shoot somebody by the pool, and you're not and if you're shooting by the pool, you're not affecting the sound of who's getting fucked in the
You've got a point.
Yeah. Right?
You've got a point.
True.
So...
No, my favorite is you have two different kinds of photographers on set that shoot this stuff. You have the guys that shoot out next to the pool and don't have any lighting and go, oh, I'm going to do in the shade of this palm tree. Yeah. And then you have the guys that go through and go, we're shooting strobe. Yeah. We're going to overpower the sun.
Right.
But then it's like it's something new. It's like, well, you know, if you bump it up and change it up a little bit, you get a little more exciting.
And then they absolutely blind me because they have a reflector and strobes and everything
else. And then
you're like,
no, hold on.
And
hold
it's bright outside.
But that's models bitching. That's every model bitching.
And, what do I always say about models? What do I always say about models?
Fuck models.
No. Models are like children. They should be seen and not heard.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm going to do a what the fuck for you.
Okay, thank you.
Mostly because I've experienced this on sets as well and had to dress girls. What the fuck is up with girls not buying enough wardrobe?
Oh,
you have no idea.
I just tweeted about this the other day, 2 days ago, about like, if I shoot a girl in an outfit and then like a couple months later, I see her in another photo set or some picture in the same outfit, it's like, girlfriend.
Granted, I'll wear something a couple different times. Oof. I will. It depends on, you know, what it is, and I'll mix and match things just because it's...
I just want girls to be like, do your fucking laundry, because they open up their stupid shoot bags and it looks like fucking their laundry.
Yeah, you have to clean it. He told me about girls that show up with cum-stained wardrobes.
Yeah, I know. I had a girl that showed up one time and she had a shirt and lifted it up and I was looking. Stucky. I was like, I think there might be some cum on this. And she goes, oh, no, that's not cum. And I was like... Dear, this is crispy. Yeah. I've come in enough fabrics that I know what the fuck it is. And she goes, oh my God, I did wear that in the scene. And she grabs it in my hand. She goes, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Now, I do have to say, yesterday we were on a set, and it's not to beat up anybody specifically, so I'm not going to name anyone, but we had...
They know who they are.
Yeah, exactly. We had one girl
Kira,
who was...
Kira.
Yeah, we
Kira.
Had one girl
Kira.
Who...
one girl, Kira.
Could barely speak
Kira.
Around her new highly... overly injected lips.
Kira!
And she's high pitch and goes, and so I'm asking her, and she goes, no, the instructions, so Cicely said that I need peach shoes.
That's Kara.
As I'm sitting there going, I write the instructions.
Yeah.
And I said, who's your agent? And she says, her agent. And she does this whole thing. No, it says it in this email. It takes 5 minutes to fucking find the email. And she shows me and she goes, see? I said, yeah, it says here, shoes with no logos and heels.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it said peach. So that's the only thing I brought.
So you
first of all, hold on. First of all, they were nude.
Okay.
And not to be a total, you know, dick about it. But then she was like, well, I don't really care. Next girl shows up and she goes, I only buy things that I wear because why would I waste my money on all this stupid porn shit because it's just porn and I don't care.
You're saying
fourth girl, because Kira showed up with exactly what she needed.
That's not what you said before she got here.
Yeah, I know. Fourth girl, the same thing. I don't give a damn about this. Then she complained about how little work she was getting.
Yeah.
She's been in a while.
Okay, so...
And it was like, the reason why, you have a shitty attitude and no wardrobe.
Okay, so my what the fuck is, what the fuck is it with girls being so fucking stupid?
Oh, God, yes.
Like, all of them. All of them are stupid.
My what the fuck is. Okay.
They're all stupid.
What is up with bitches coming on, new bitches coming on set, acting like, you know, such divas?
And stupid.
Oh, so stupid.
I'll put them in their place so fast.
I just want to smack them in their face or, like, push them down a flight of stairs.
like 2 months in.
If that ever happens, I didn't do it.
I've gotten that through the years, and I usually kind of my whole thing, and I have tweeted about it, and I've written articles about it. You have to read my stuff, and then you'll understand. But as I tell girls all the time, A, never forget what you're famous for. All you do is fuck and suck, and I'm sorry, everybody can do that. Mo and I could do that job. We just choose not to.
You could do it together. People would pay for that.
We would just do
We could make some.
Break the internet.
Our gay porn sites that we
As long
do.
As we shoot it with a ring light, we could.
But it's like, that's the thing I tell girls all the time. It's
I'll
like,
shoot
A, never forget what you're famous for. B, everybody can do it. You're not curing cancer here. So it's like, be nice. Have your manners. Say please and thank you. And
Enjoy
then
your
and do your best.
And then collect your check and go home.
Yeah, and shut up. And be and just be, but be the best. Be the girls sit there more now than ever. They all go like, I want to be fucking Phoenix Marie. I want to be Jada Stevens or these big names. But the girls don't realize how hard they work.
How much food you have to feed that ass to make it grow like that.
Exactly.
But then you have to work out to make sure the rest of it doesn't go big.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
Okay, so ladies, hold on. No, I'm going to give them one last thing. Okay. So one last bitch. Kira, I'll give it to you.
Oh, gosh. One last bitch.
What the fuck
I could bitch.
What the fuck is up with girls who can't come up with it off the top of their head? Alex, I'm moving on to you. I'm getting glared off of.
Well, how about what?
Hold on.
What the fuck?
Actually, I've got one. What the fuck is up with girls, new girls specifically, who don't know how to eat pussy?
Okay. Yes.
You know, she looked at me while she was saying that, so okay. I think she was hinting towards something
else. It's like they're barely touching you're barely touching them and they're moaning. And it's like I'm touching your thigh.
Yeah.
Or my favorite is the girls that are like coming from blowing me. It's like, seriously, bitch, I know what's up. I'm an old man. So my final last what the fuck is, what the fuck is girls on this show beating up other girls? We got haters for days today.
I woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
I haven't had coffee yet.
Oh my God. All right. Let's.
Vic, do you have one last what the fuck then?
And it's Shark Week.
What the fuck? Where's my triple chocolate milkshake?
I'm sorry. I was going to stop by Jack in the Box because I know they have the best.
No, they don't.
They don't. Oh,
it's
really?
All milk.
You know. Okay. Where is the best?
On milk on Beverly.
Oh, milk. Oh, specifically. Yeah. Oh, the real one.
That's where I go.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, ladies and Dick, you're here for every episode except for one, which was episode 74, which you weren't very happy about because you didn't come to Vegas. But ladies, where the fuck can we find you, Alex?
Alex Chance XXX on Twitter. Same on Instagram. LeaveSexChance.com is my fetishy clips for sale store, which occasionally you will find Mo's penis on. AlexChanceXXX.com soon to launch.
And Kira Nicole, where the fuck can we find you?
Well, you can find me at Kira Nicole XXX on Twitter and official Kira Nicole on Instagram. Also, I have a Tumblr, Kira Nicole.
Dick, I know you randomly like to throw a
you
shout out.
You can find me over at Kira's house later.
I don't think you want to go over there.
I just want to see your cat.
We'll talk about that off the air. Yeah, we'll talk about that off the air. So, Dick, where the fuck can we find you?
You can find me in my office working.
Like 16 hours a day.
Exactly.
That's and bitching about half of the time.
All the time.
How many blogs do you run right now?
We're up to 20-something, I think, and we're adding 4 more in the next month.
Holy shit.
Wow, I know. He's a glutton for punishment. Well, I don't know what the fuck's up with that, Dick, but we're going to wrap up this one. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. And you can, I guess there's a Mo Reese Facebook page that I created. I wanted a fan page because I want more attention. But most importantly, you should go to my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you should see all sorts of photos. Dick, why are you fucking up my shit over there? You should go to theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.